Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You received a call after the last show. I know we talked a lot about sidewalks being uneven and,
yes,
and stoops and all that stuff, but a gentleman called in the last time you were on by the name of Roger,
yes,
out in Arlington Heights. He runs a factory.
Yeah, facility manager.
Right.
So today, talking to anybody in the purchasing decision-making seat, facility managers, property owners, commercial, industrial, basically, what I want to say is you are liable for having trip hazards in your facility. If your concrete is lifted more than 1 inch and one of your employees falls or falls off a forklift as they're navigating with equipment, that could leave you open to liability issues. So it really is about Andreas can help you create a safer workspace. We are Three Rivers Safety Certified. Our guys know how to work around what's happening in your facility. We work weekends. If your facility is running Monday through Friday and you can't cease production, that's okay. We have high early release industrial cement that we could pour Friday night at 6 p.m. and you could drive on it by 6 a.m. or 6 p.m. Saturday. So it really is great stuff that cures extremely fast. Normal residential concrete, you have to wait 7 to 10 days to drive on it.
So, really?
Yeah, if you didn't know that.
So what's in the industrial stuff and the commercial stuff that makes you...
It's just a higher PSI. I think it's like a 5,500 PSI.
Uh-huh.
You'd have to ask my dad. He's all about the numbers.
I don't want to. that'll take a half hour in and
I
of
know,
itself.
Right?
It's PSI again.
It's PSI, Frank. Rebar. So another thing that we do is install guardrails or safety bollards around different areas. If you have shipping docks, loading docks, we do loading docks as well. And another thing that we can do is we can make the bollards be a little bit more decorative. We have different color options for the plastic sleeves so they can match your company's colors. But we really do a lot around high traffic areas where semis kind of run into corners of buildings, brick buildings, things like that. We can also install speed bumps if you're trying on your personal roads. If
sure,
you have a personal road in your facility, installing speed bumps can help reduce anybody from running into your buildings.
The cost of a ballard, which is a cement post.
Yeah, it's a cement steel. It's a steel cylinder that's filled with cement.
Okay. What are the costs of putting that on the corner of buildings as opposed to bringing in a structural engineer and bricklayers and all of that stuff to rebuild a side of a building?
Yeah.
Cause a truck driver miscalculated on the way back,
yeah,
a turn. And it happens every day.
It does.
Okay.
It really
and we're
does,
not knocking on truck drivers. God knows I'd go through the side of a building if I got into a truck. You want to put ballards around in case I hop in an 18-wheeler. I mean,
yeah,
it's skill what these men and women
and
do on these trucks.
Even cars, regular vehicles, damage buildings all the time. We were just talking on our walk over about my dad's van being like a bumper car. Like, there are some people who just navigate differently. And the ballards are really pennies on the dollar compared to what it would cost to rebuild the brick siding or the stone siding side of your building. So
how long does that take to put ballards, to create
install
the form and what? Is there rebar inside of that or no?
You could do rebar in the base if you're doing concrete surrounding the bollards, or we could replace it with asphalt next to the bollards. But it could take 1 day. We're out. They go 42 inches down. They're projected sometimes 5 to 6 feet above grade. We can go higher than that if need be. We come in, we excavate, we pour the same day, and your building is now protected.
269 just corrected us. Bollard.
Okay. Bollard. Well, I'm from Cicero, so it's Ballard.
Right. Yeah. and I grew up off of Ballard Road. So there in Des Plaines over there by Niles. So there. Take that to 269. So do facility managers, is that who it is? Is it the building owner? Is it the safety manager?
It could be. I do a lot of door knocking, going around different facilities. And there are leasing, big leasing companies, but if you're a tenant, you could reach out to your leasing company. We have worked with people who lease their facility. Maybe they have a 20, 30-year lease, and they're going to install a machine pad, or they need a sump pit that the leasing, the building owner is not going to pay for, and they need it to install a specific machine or something.
Do you work with millwrights that move the heavy equipment and install the heavy equipment that, to reinforce the flooring that they're putting a new machine on?
Yeah. So some machines actually come with specifications. There was a project a couple years ago that came, had a big book of like from Germany, specifications of what the base had to be. Yeah. And we'll follow that to a T. So we have experts who do this every day, and our guys know how to work around an industrial facility, which is half the battle. So
it's interesting because a lot of our listeners have no idea when you go into these huge factories that have stamping plants, mm-hmm. and they're dropping the die down or dropping whatever the casting machine is, that the force that goes into those yes. machines and down, and then you go underneath the factory, because I've been in a lot of factories that they were demoing, right? Mm-hmm. And then you go underneath into the basement, you see the substructure that nobody knows what the hell's going on. It's huge.
Yes, even food processing places or anybody who handles chemicals like cleaning supplies, the chemicals or ammonia in the air, or sometimes the salinity of the air from a food processing plant, erodes the concrete. We looked at a job at a sausage factory, and they had big barrels of salts where the sausage cured, and it eroded and exposed the aggregate of the concrete floor, which is unsafe. Another thing is slippery surfaces. If you have slippery surfaces, we can remove that surface and replace it with a brushed concrete, or put a grit in the concrete so you could reduce your slip factor.
That it's funny that you say that, because that was the name of our softball team in college, was a sausage factory. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more. Leave it alone, Frank. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call. Text and photo line. This is Home from Chicago at 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. More with Sarah Andreas from Robert Andreas and Son after the news.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We've got Gil on the phone with the concrete question. Ooh. Sorry to tell you, David, this, but it's Ballard, not Ballard, and Ballard is a song.
Ballad is a
ballad,
a song.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry to tell you, 224, that ballad is a song, not ballad.
And we weren't saying bollard. It's just we had an accent.
Yeah, the O's are A's, and that's Chicago.
Right.
So.
It's like we don't say the, we say duh.
Duh. Yeah. Right. And we don't say three, it's tree.
You're right.
All right. So, Frank, you want to read the text your wife sent in at 11:01?
No, I really don't. I already threw up once.
Hi, David. I love you and love your show, which that gets your text read right away. Not only do I learn a lot and get educated about so many things, but you're also entertaining and make me laugh. Thanks, Karen, which is your wife's safety name, because we know your wife's name is not Karen. But I told you to please have her stop texting the text line. She has my personal phone line if she wants to send those. And then we've got this for you, Sarah. Are there opportunities for different colored concretes? Why do we always see tan? Are there options for gravel incorporated concrete, or maybe even black concrete to match a different aesthetic? Isn't black concrete called asphalt?
Well, no. Some people do a black colored concrete. You often see them maybe like outside a movie theater. I'm just thinking of a particular one, but you could do it on your patio and it looks gorgeous. You could add some kind of sparkle effect to that. I've seen that done before. And I think what he's talking about, the gravel, is exposed aggregate.
Oh, sure. We had that when I was growing up.
Yes. It's a multicolor pea gravel. I have it on my own patio. It's durable. It hides imperfections, and it's absolutely gorgeous. You only have to reseal it every couple years, a lot less maintenance than your regular stamped colored concrete.
So this was 40 years ago.
Okay.
They poured it, and then they let it kind of dry a little bit, and then came in with the hose and took the top coat off to expose the gravel underneath.
It's very cool. It's
very cool.
Awesome process. Yeah. We actually use a power washer.
Okay.
And we put this stuff on it that's blue, so it comes off. It's all colored blue, and then it all comes off and exposes the multicolored pea gravel.
It's really cool.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. It was that was the front stoop of my home growing up.
Yeah, you could do it stairs, steps, retaining walls, around a garden, anything.
9001 West Oaks, Des Plaines, Illinois. You could go check it out. I think they still have it.
Nice.
Let's go over to Logan Square. Gil, how are you?
Good morning, David.
Good morning. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Yeah, love you. Love your show.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Okay, question about concrete.
Okay.
I have a gray stone on the boulevard in Logan Square. The building is over 100 years old, and the sidewalk in front, city poured, is probably close to 100 years old with the pea gravel and everything.
Wow.
Now, I can take a ton of rock salt, park it on that sidewalk for a year, sweep it off, no effect. The stuff they pour in my backyard, no matter what I use, calcium chloride, rock salt, no matter what it is, after a couple of years, it starts chipping and spalling. And what's the difference between the sidewalk concrete in my backyard?
So 100 years ago, if that truly is as old, that those squares are as old as you think they are, concrete was poured in a different way. It was actually poured in layers. There was a bottom layer that was poured one day that had the aggregate, and then the cream was poured the top layer the next day. My dad knows more about this because he's older, but this is the old method of doing things. So now we work with Ozinga, and they have proprietary products to really enhance the durability of the concrete, such as an integral sealer. Who did your concrete in your backyard?
Oh, I don't. It's been 20 years, 30 years. I don't even remember.
Yeah, so now in the last decade, there is proprietary products to help increase the durability and cosmetic color. And we use that in our standard residential mix. Liquid fiber mesh is one of those items. 4,500 PSI, which is a little bit stronger than probably what's in your backyard. And that integral sealer. The sealer really helps repel water, give it a more glossier finish. And we see, I have it on my own driveway, and I like to use my driveway as my own personal science experiment. And I've seen great results. So I've cleaned up oil stains from my driveway.
So my question is there any way for me to get that old style concrete, sidewalk concrete, in my backyard?
Right. So unfortunately, we don't pour it in that same way now because our concrete comes in ready mix trucks instead of being mixed kind of by hand. But I can assure you we have products that will yield the results you are seeking.
Well, hang on. Let me ask a question. If your father wanted to break out the old manuals from his father and wanted to, no, I'm serious, and wanted to go old school and get 40 guys in the backyard to mix this to whatever the composition of the sidewalk is, I would say, I'm speaking as your father's spokesperson, I'm sure he'd be more than willing to personally pour that for him, but the cost would probably
be
prohibitive.
Yes, it would be. So the most bang for your buck will be the residential mix that we use with the liquid fiber mesh, 4,500 PSI, with the integral sealer, using rebar in patio areas. You will really see better results. But I tell every customer, try to avoid rock salt for at least your first year, if possible.
All I use is calcium chloride. Same thing?
Yeah, well, no. Calcium chloride is going to be easier on your concrete. I always tell people it's marked like the pet safe bags. That's what you should use on your new concrete. I would love to come take a look at your existing concrete, or our estimator Frank can come, and we can give you maybe just some advice how to care for it. Maybe adding a topical sealer could help preserve what you already have. But give our office a call Monday through Friday. A live person answers the phone, which is, you know, crazy these days. 708-863-5735. We'd be more than happy to help. Just come give you some advice on how to care for that, okay?
I will do that. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Hang on, buddy. We're going to send you your Mr. Floyd cleaning product. We're going to take a quick break, go to Hector, then talk to Frank about the grant. So, Hector, hang on. Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That is the Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The texter pointed out I did make a mistake.
Pardon me, Mr. Perfect!
Mark this, the first mistake I've made.
What did you do?
It's not free credit report. It's annual credit report.
Big mistake.
So you go to annualcreditreport.com.
Thank you for the correction.
I would say be careful how you type it because it would take you to a very unique set of sites. And then you start getting pop-up messages. Not that I know anything about that.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Why are you laughing, Frank?
Because I could see you going to those sites.
Yeah. Well,
and loving those pop-ups.
Or other people going to those sites on my phone. That's not me. And then they pop up.
How often do you hand out your phone to other people?
I'd rather not. I'd rather. There's a Fifth Amendment for that. 312-981-7200. 312-9. I'm learning a lot about all of this stuff. Watching TV. 312-981-7200. I object. Sustained. Overruled. There you go. All that stuff.
There you go.
I just did it.
You are officially a law and order.
I did it to myself. Right? I objected. I sustained. And I overruled myself. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. We're going to talk about the grant coming up. But Hector, you've been holding on for a long time out in Countryside. You got a question for Sarah Andreas from Robert Andreas and Son.
Yes, correct. So my question is, I own a property with an older one-car garage that is not in good condition.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'd like to do is demo the garage, haul away, you know, everything. I want to know if you do that, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, I want to build a 2.5-car garage there. On the side of it, though, I want to store a rather large motorhome. So it's going to be substantially heavier. And I want to know if you recommend a different type of concrete mix for that extra, for the side lot for the motorhome.
Is that like,
I don't want it to break up.
Is that motorhome like a bus, one of those fancy motorhomes that pop out the side? Are those like
gross
weight, 60,000, 80,000 pounds? I mean, what are you looking at?
Yeah, that's exactly right. One of those big ones.
So what I would recommend is we do demo. You need a special license to have that or to do that, and we do that. We will demo and haul away your garage. We will pour the slab for in the foundation for your new garage, and then we could find you someone very reputable to rebuild the garage entirely, do all the electrical, all that good stuff. And for your pad or the carport for the mobile RV thing, we would probably just recommend a little bit of a thicker concrete, tighten up the rebar, and we can move up to a 5,000 PSI. That's totally accessible in our residential mix. But going in a depth of 6 or maybe 7 inches of concrete, just depending on the weight of that motorhome. Frank?
Yeah, could you pour piers like you would for a deck or a foundation where the tires are going to be to help support that weight?
You could, but I think that the rebar, the steel rebar, will give it the support it needs. We could always pour piers for anything. You could go down 42 inches deep, 8 inches wide, and create. Usually we're doing those for steps or stoops, but if you had an instance where you were going to put, like, say, a manufactured home on a concrete slab, that would be a total good solution for that. But, yeah, we can take a look at your project. I'd love to come see it. Me or Frank, our other estimator, give us a call, 708-863-5735, or you could find us on the web, andreasconstruction.com.